From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says real progress has been made in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's top deputy in New York. The secretary would not confirm that a summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un was definitely on, but said that work continues to make that a reality.
We think that, working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration, not by mistrust and fear and threats.
Pompeo said Kim Jong-chol, the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the United States in 18 years, is planning to travel to Washington Friday to deliver a personal letter from Kim. Trump sent a letter last week to Kim Jong-un calling off the June 12th summit. He blamed what he called tremendous anger and open hostility in statements from Pyongyang. The U.S. president later reversed his stance following a subsequent quick and conciliatory statement from North Korea. Reaction to the Trump administration's decision to impose higher tariffs on European, Canadian, and Mexican imports has been swift and decisive, with warnings of a trade war. The move increases taxes by 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum imports. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the move is a bad decision. Trudeau announced retaliatory tariffs of more than $16 billion.
But we'll continue to look for ways to move forward in a way that does not continue to hurt or continue to harm our citizens in both of our countries the way the actions of this administration today have.
Canada, EU, and Mexico had been granted temporary reprieve from the tariffs earlier.